Duncan Studios welcomes you to The Creepy Basement Show, episode 281, starring, produced, performed, and written by Rich Duncan, with co-host Ernie Hill, and music by Local H. This content is offensive and explicit, and is neither work or child-friendly. The opinions expressed within are that of fictional characters. Therefore, the situations contained within this podcast are fictitious as well. Due to the subject matter of The Creepy Basement Show, some listeners may find The Creepy Basement Show offensive. Listener discretion is advised. Here is the star of the show, and America's favorite dick, Duncan.
Hi there, and welcome to The Creepy Basement Show, episode number 281, starring me, Rich Duncan, with my wonderful co-host, Ernie Hill. Say hello, Ernie Hill.
Hello.
This episode's featured musical artist is Local H. Welcome to the show. As you may have noticed, there's a new sense of coherency here on the show.
Yeah. Yep,
a much faster, quicker, leaner version of the Creepy Basement Show. That's right, this episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Dirty Dick Dancers. Remember, they're somebody's daughter, but they're not yours. So welcome to the show, episode 281, with music by Local H, with me, Ernie Hill. Not Ernie Hill, he's Ernie Hill. With me and Ernie Hill. Oh, God damn it. Thank you for listening to Creepy Basement Show. If you like the show, please tell a friend. Right, Ernie?
Yep.
You tell your friends about the show?
Yeah, who I talk to.
Nah, I don't tell anybody. People seem to find out anyway. It's kind of creeping me out. Maybe we'll talk about it later. Maybe we already talked about it. I don't fucking know. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Bacardi, the Miller Brewing Company, and Zen Leaf. That's right. All your recreational, really fun marijuana times right down the street. You all right, Ernie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, happy times. Thank you for listening. Please tell a friend if you'd like to contact The Creepy Basement Show. You can do so by emailing thecreepycrew@hotmail.com or thecreepybasementshow@outlook.com, or you can voicemail or text 1-630-943-5119. That's right, Ernie, right?
Yep.
Did I get it right? I think so.
I guess.
My vision is blurry. My comprehension is fucked. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Zen Leaf. All your recreational marijuana needs right down the street. Did I mention that?
Oh, yeah.
And it's brought to you by Local H. Did I mention that?
Yeah.
Did I say Ernie's Hill?
Yeah.
Ernie's Hill? Ernie's here. Would I like to try again? No, I wouldn't. Let's move on. So, emails and voicemails. We haven't gotten any. I have had a lot of real life fucking contact with people who listen to the show. Like I was telling you before we started recording, like people come up to me and they're like, "Oh, that was really funny. I heard the show." And I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about? Like, don't talk to me about listening to my show when I'm at the fucking liquor store. It creeps me the fuck out." You know what I mean? They're like separate worlds for me.
Yeah.
Like the show is like imaginary goofball guy, and then like the liquor store is like real work world guy. You know what I mean? And when people come up to me at the liquor store and they're like, "Oh yeah, I heard your show," I'm like, ah. It's like people are seeing me naked or something. It freaks me the fuck out, dude. Oh, it's bad. I mean, I guess it's good, right, that people are like paying attention and like,
yeah.
But like when people like notice the show from far away and my music from far away, I'm good with that. But when people start noticing me from like close up, I'm like, like, what the fuck? So, yeah, I don't know. Celebrity isn't everything it's said to be, Ernie. It's not. And fame and fortune. I do like fortune, though, because it's my new watch. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Lundin Liquors. That's right. The finest liquor store in all of St. Charles. With the finest employees. Right? Enjoy the song from Local H. We'll be right back. Someone's got to suck my dick.
Thank you.
Well, this episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Buck Hardy, the Miller Brewing Company, and Zen Leaf. Yes, that's right. All your recreational marijuana needs right down the street. Right, Sid? Glad to see Sid back.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You good, Sid? Sid. 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 God damn it, it's hard to get good help, Ernie. It's help to get hard. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Dirty Dick Dancers and our studio audience. What do you think, Ernie?
Pretty impressive.
It's a crowd of millions.
Oh, yeah.
And none of them are even listening to us. They're all talking amongst themselves, trying to finger a fat girl, trying to suck a dude's dick. Nobody in the whole fucking place is listening to us. Our first live show. The crowd's good.
Oh, yeah.
Look at all these people.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, we see you. Hey, you over there. Nice watch. It's cheaper than mine, bitch. Hey, dude. Why do we have live studio audiences? We're not Jimmy Kimmel. We don't have cocaine to give away. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Dirty Dick Dancers. Remember, the wetter the better, the younger the tighter. That's what they tell me. I don't know. I only have sex with myself.
So here,
I don't want to hear about all that. Come on. Sansa came. Like 3 months ago now. You know what Santa's got over us, Ernie? He wasn't by himself. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Dirty Dick Dancers. Dude, even with a live studio audience, do you think I can find a hole in real life? The Dirty Dick Dancers work for me. None of them will sleep with me because they say it's a Me Too thing now. And I'm like, okay, Me Too, all three of us. I don't give a fuck. What the fuck? I don't care what you eat. If you're a vegetarian, shit. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by A Woman's Right to Work. Here in America. God damn it. Right, Sid? Do you think that's Weechi choking on or cock?
I don't know.
It sounds really dry. It's weed. Or so a friend told me. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of things that I talk about that are just hearsay for me. Like, you know, Dirty Dick Dancers are better than your wife. The fuck? I don't know. A friend told me that. What do you think? If you'd like to be thanked for listening to the Creepy Basement Show, you can come by my house and I'll thank you. Ernie will spank you. Sid will yank you. Kimmy will, I don't know, she'll do something. She'll do anything. Anyway, thank you for listening to the show. If you like the show, tell your friends. Maybe they'll like it too, right, Ernie? I like it. Do you like it?
Yeah.
That's two of us. That's enough for me. That's worth doing it for me. Getting fucked up and talking to my buddy. That's worth it for me. Even, do you know what? If we were the only two fans of the show, I would still listen. Like, if I was like, I would join, I would start a fan club. It'd be me, you, and me. And that'd be it. It'd be the Creepy Basement Show fan club. Someone should start a fan club for us. Or for me. Right? I should be worshipped. Our fans should worship us already.
Yeah.
I am God. I am like the Biggie and Tupac of podcasting. And Puffy. Well, no, you can be Puffy. I want to be Biggie and Tupac. You can be Puffy.
That's a tall order.
I'm going to call you Puffy Ernie from now on. Please tell your friends about the Creepy Basement Show. I'd appreciate it. Also, tell them about my music. I am The Inert Souls. Yes, I'm a solo artist. Because no one will play with me. I have to play with myself. Hey, Prince did it for a long time and he got good at it. And then, you know, he OD'd and died in his own elevator. If you'd like to contact the Creepy Basement Show with compliments, complaints, concerns, apologies, money, you can send us money. Right? I have a PayPal, DuncanStudios.com/payme at PayPal. I could really use some fucking cash. Or could I? We'll talk about that in real life. Dude, look, I'm leaving them hanging. Like my big low-hanging testicles. Dude, I think my testicles hang another quarter inch lower every fucking week. My birthday's next week, so you can send me money and presents for that. For my birthday, I'd like a fleshlight. If you're my friend or you're my fan, you can send me a fleshlight to Richard M. Duncan at 303 South 3rd Street, Apartment 1, St. Charles, Illinois, 60174. I really want a fleshlight for my birthday. I begged people for one for Valentine's Day already. And you know what people gave me? Nothing. Not a goddamn thing. So, for my birthday, I would really like a fleshlight. If you're a fan of the show and you love me, I love you.
Just him, dude.
No. We're not going to share the fucking thing, dude.
No, I'm just telling you.
I'm low on dish
soap. Just send him one.
I'm low on dish soap.
I'm good.
If they send you one, I'm going to use them both. That's how I'm the star. Starring Rich Duncan. Remember? Anyway, so you can send me a fleshlight for my birthday. I would love it. To 303 South 3rd Street, Apartment 1. St. Charles, Illinois, 60174, care of Rich Duncan. And just put a big smiley face on the box and I'll get a boner right away. Right? Okay. I don't know. Or you can send me, stinky panties. No, I'm kidding. Dude, I don't know. Anyway.
You may get your request on that one.
Dude, we're going to talk about that in real life. You want to talk about crazy bitches? Oh, my God. The studio audience of the Creepy Basement Show would like to remind you that this show isn't worth listening to, I guess. I smell the hors d'oeuvres. I smell appetizers. That bitch over there smells like mushrooms and ranch dressing. Get my pussy off your leg, Ernie. Pussy off the leg. What the fuck? Anyway, this episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Dirty Dick Dancers, Bacardi, the Miller Brewing Company, L&M, Marlboro, and Zen Leaf for all your medical, for all your recreational marijuana needs right down the street. Right, Sid? Sid. Sid. Sid.
Damn.
Sid.
Sid's up for us.
Is she choking on you, Ernie?
Nope.
Yeah, well, that makes one of us she hasn't. Go, Ernie Hill. Have you brought us any new sponsors?
Nope.
I have. Salernos. Salernos on the Fox. In lovely downtown St. Charles. Since 1975. A fine, very fine, I tell you, American restaurant. Dude, the pizza's so good, makes you like drip from your dick right into your own panties. It's so good, dude. Pizza from Salerno's makes bitches wet. Joey's gonna have to give me money for this commercial. If you'd like your ass to get wet by the sight of some good pizza, you get a boner so hard that you lose consciousness because all your blood rushes to your dick and your heart starts to enjoy the song from the great show. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You want some pizza?
Nope.
Season. Sid. Thank you for being here, Sid. Good God. I'd like to thank Local H for the music here on the show. Remember, the Creepy Basement Show is a non-profit show. Therefore, the music is used out of respect because me and Ernie have never seen one penny from this show. Ernie got to play with titties once. I've gotten fucked a couple of times. But we ain't never seen no money.
Yeah.
Remember, you saw titties. We had some bitches. We had some fun ass fucking times, dude. Doing this show this long, we've had some fun times. Sometimes we ain't even going to talk about because we're respectful gentlemen. And you know what we do talk about. So imagine the shit we don't talk about that keeps us somewhat respectable.
Yep, there you go.
This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Dirty Dick Dancers. That's a given. Them bitches are always here. They're out there working the crowd right now. Dude, with this live studio audience tonight, that bitch better bring me at least $65 tonight. I'm tired of these fucking $12 fucking nights, dude. Fucking Joey at Salerno's on the Fox in St. Charles makes more money off of me in a night than I'm making off the Dirty Dick Dancers. We need some new dancers. If you'd like to be a Dirty Dick Dancer, please contact the Creepy Basement Show at 1-630-943-5119. Are you a freaky bitch? You like your pussy being played with by strangers? You like your nipples being bit and sucked on? Dude, the whole crowd just fucking left. Oh, there they are. Thank God they came back out of technical difficulties. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Dick's Discount Used Sex Toys. Ernie, I got a bad habit. I don't want to do voices anymore. I don't want to get Me Too'd or canceled. This show is bad enough. I think the only way I can do a black voice anymore is if that person hates white people. And I like white people. They're my clan, man. I don't know. So it's brought to you by Dick's Discount Used Sex Toys. Remember, for St. Paddy's Day, you know, have the luck of a leprechaun. And, you know, if you know a midget or a little person, I can make fun of them, Ernie. Fuck them. They can't meet to us. If you know a midget, beat them off for St. Patrick's Day. Be like, come here, you lucky little fucking leprechaun. Spit out of shit, right? Dick's Discount Used Sex Toys. We ain't gonna wash them. We ain't gonna sanitize them. We ain't even gonna put them in a pretty box. We're putting them in a fucking old pizza box I got from Salerno's on the Fox. And we're just gonna send them to him, right, Ernie?
Yep.
All right. It's also brought to you by Special Cuts. Remember, the haircut you can't show all your friends is the one haircut your very special friend is gonna like. No one wants to choke on a hair, Ernie. The last thing I want to do is go down on a fucking SOS pad with no more blue soap in it. Yeah. I just don't want it. It's making me choke just think about it. Speaking of which, Sid, the other night, the first night I worked at her at my new job, with her at my new job, she comes over to get me high after work, right?
Yeah.
And she's sitting there and she's playing with her nose ring and this big booger comes out of her fucking nose. And she turns around and flicks it in my sink on my dirty dishes. Dude, I almost fucking threw up. I was like, I'm like, Sid, oh, whatever. I don't like boogers, dude. I don't. Oh, God. You know what? I can be so horny for a bitch, but if she's got like a little chunk of earwax, or I see a little piece of dried booger, or like a little piece of crusty skin on her face, like where she didn't pop a zit all the way or something, dude, I'm out. Dude, I'm picky as fuck. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Billy and Billy's Meth and Vitamins. Remember, if you're going to do meth, please take your vitamins. You don't want to wind up with teeth like me. Lots and lots of clots. Abortion clinic. The lots and lots of clots abortion clinic. Thanks for the help, Ernie. Remember, don't let a $400 problem become a lifetime commitment. It's also brought to you by KY Jellies and Jams. Dude, St. Patrick's Day. Though I need to tell you more. We've got the Shamrock Shake Fist. The Shaking Fist. Yeah, do you think you could jelly a shamrock up someone's ass? Or do you think you need to fist a shamrock up someone's ass? I lost everywhere this was going. This episode of Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Go Fuck Yourself Sex Toy Company. Remember, no one fucks you like you do. Now, What, Ernie?
Go fuck yourself.
What's in? Yeah, thanks. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Zen Leaf, who obviously has a lot more of Sydney's attention than we do. Anyway, this episode is brought to you by the Tap That Ass Tap. Remember, come down on Tuesdays and tap an ass. Tap an ass, tap it, tap it, tap it, tap it ass. It's also brought to you by the Church of Duncan. I ain't doing kid no more joke. I ain't doing no more. I'm not even going to make white jokes about people who live further than fucking Champagne. Because, no, dude, I don't want white people fucking hating on me. And we can't get canceled, dude. We need this show. It's the only outlet for my mental fucking therapy. I don't have a therapist. I don't have a fucking... This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Dick Duncan Institute of Mental Health. Remember, if your life sucks, you can end it all in one shot. Or call 1-800-DIE-FAST for help. Or get my book, 101 Ways to Die Today, by Dr. Dick. Right, Sid? Yeah. Please enjoy the song from Local H. And we'll be right back here on episode 281 of the Creepy Basement Show, starring me with my co-host, Ernie Hill. Say hello, Ernie.
Hello.
Again? And my co-host said, Sid. Thank you to the studio audience at the Creepy Basement Show. Remember, your parking will not be validated, and your tickets will not be refunded. You knew this show was going to suck from the start. The management. Suck my big old man dick.
It's my job, all the same.
Yep.
All the workers at Zenly for some ice cream back there. Back there working.
Oh, yeah.
Taking all some fucking big ass fucking jars of weed. God bless America. God bless legal marijuana. Would I like to try again? Yes, I would, please. Thank you very much. Thank you to Zen Leaf and America. Or who should we thank for weed being legal now? Sid?
Oh.
Obama? He was black. Shh. Oh, that reminds me. The management of the Creepy Basement Show would like to apologize for the next segment of sponsors here. This may be as racist and as offensive as we get. We apologize, but we have no more new sponsors, so I still have to use them. Yeah. So, this episode is brought to you by El Choco's Head Shop. Racist as fuck, I know. He's a Mexican though, he pays me to put the fucking spots on. It's also brought to you by Vito's Loans and Whores. Nothing against Italian Americans, love them very much. Dick's House of Whores and Sluts. There's no racism there, that's me. Tranny Town. Trannies, you can't say nothing bad about trannies anymore. And plus, what can you say bad about someone with big, beautiful titties, a beautiful face, and a nice big penis? It's all a guy could ask for. Transmissions. Remember, if you have a mission and a mystery and you need a tranny to go and solve it, we'll send them on a transmission. And Captain Creepy, I'm afraid to make fun of clowns. Dude, what if, like, the clowns come after us? What are we going to do then? Dude, do you know what I mean? They're worse than Mexicans, dude. They're worse than Mexicans in a fucking Dodge Caravan. If you have a fucking Volkswagen show up in front of your house, you don't know. 30 fucking clowns might come out of that motherfucker. I ain't playing with that shit, dude. I ain't. I've been watching the Biggie fucking documentary and shit. I ain't playing. There ain't no fucking goofy guy fucking clown conflict here. It just ain't happening. So, Captain Creepy, he's still in jail and shit. But I ain't playing. And Rice so nice, can't say that anymore. Because you can't make fun of people who can't see you. You know? I can't make El Taco Diablo jokes anymore. Because then it insinuates that I think Mexicans are the fucking devil. Like black people think white people are. That's not what I'm trying to say. I just like a spicy fucking taco. Pedro's Pizza and Pills? I can't say that anymore. Because am I supposed to insinuate that all the fucking fentanyl in the world is coming from Mexico? No. I know it. You know it. But we're not allowed to say it. Jimmy Fallon knows it. Shh. I ain't talking about Jimmy Fallon, dude. That's gonna get us hit by the Illuminati. Jimmy Fallon, a cocaine addict. I heard that from my secret underground internet sources that I may have already said too much about. That bitch from King of Queens is gonna be mad at me tomorrow. And John Travolta and Tom Cruise is gonna come beat my ass. Especially if I don't have a mask on when he shows up at my house. And he's going to be like, you motherfucker don't have a mask on!
In Scientology.
Shh, we don't talk about God here. We don't. You know why? Enjoy the song. Enjoy the song from Local Ace. We'll be right back here. In honor of my friend, Michelle DeGeorge. God bless you, baby girl in heaven. And the studio audience. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show has been brought to you by the Dirty Dick Dancers, Bacardi, the Miller Brewing Company, and Zenleaf for all your medical marijuana. Shit, I did it again. For all your recreational marijuana needs. Should I try again?
No.
You know what? Fuck it. We gotta hurry up, dude. The studio audience is distracting me. Did you see that one fat bitch flashing us her titties?
Oh, yeah.
I think it might have been a dude. Those are some hairy tits,
dude. Sure on that one either.
Yeah, and the nipples are really light. You can tell. If the nipples are really light and they're hairy, it's usually a dude. Anyway, I'd like to thank the studio audience for being here tonight. I really hope the ticket sales pay for the open bar. That might have not been our most.
Well, just
the
most anyway.
I think we already spent more money than we brought in. What are you going to do? Welcome to fucking entertainment in America. And I think, like, I saw, like, three people with masks on. And that bitch right there, she's not one of them. The one sucking that dick. Anyway,
oh, I know.
So, I think, now that we are in, coming up on 40 minutes in the show, we should give the show some content. Because I think lately the show, I don't know, there's things about the show that I like and there's things about the show that I don't like. Like, I like the consistency and the continuity of the bits and the characters and the fucking, the sponsors and the music shit, you know what I mean?
Because
I listen to other podcasts where they're just like talking and there's no music, there's no sound effects, and I'm like, the fuck are you guys doing? Like, it'd be like making a cartoon with no color or with no music, you know what I mean? It's like, I get it, but at the same time, there's so much more you can do. You can, like,
or no jokes.
I mean, you can expand people's minds through audio.
Oh,
yeah. And that's what I like to do with the show. That's why there's music and there's effects and there's illusion. And there's, like, you know what I mean? There's, like, a mystic curtain between the show and reality.
Yeah.
Where, like, the show, when you listen to it, it sounds like this world of, I don't know, it's my imaginary world to play with my imaginary friends in my imaginary brain. You know what I mean? And it's just like, when I listen to it, I'm like, wow, that turned out cool, but this isn't what it looks like. It's not. The Dirty Dick Dancers are real. You're real. I'm as real as I can get. You know what? I feel real about as much as I'm sure I can get an erection. Like, three-quarters of the way, I feel real. After that, I'm not really sure. Like, I might be into it, I might not. So, like I was saying, though, the show, I think, has been becoming, like, music, bang, 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 and, like, jokes, and, like, just, wait till you hear my birthday episode. This ain't it. If you'd like to send me a fleshlight for my birthday, you can send it to 303 South 3rd Street, Apartment 1, St. Charles, Illinois, 60174, Carol Rich Duncan. Yeah, if you'd like to be, dude, you can give me money on PayPal, Duncan Studios, and pay me on PayPal, or send me a fleshlight. I'd be happy with some fleshlight and some olive oil I could steal from Salerno's. Salerno's on the Fox, America, Italian fine cuisine, and the best goddamn pizza in St. Charles. Anyway, what I was trying to get to before I got distracted by my own distractions was that I want to put more substance back into the show. Remember where we used to have, like, real discussions and shit? And it just didn't pop from one, like, stupid thing to stupid thing to stupid thing. We actually talked about things. I think we should try to talk to each other again. I'm not going to look at you, but I'll talk to you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I can't break that barrier yet. Like, I know you're right over there behind this curtain thing, and I know I hear you in my earphones when we talk and stuff, but, dude, if I were to look at you, I wouldn't be able to do this, because, no, I'm embarrassed by it. I sit here, I blush by myself, talking about my penis and Dirty Dick Dancers and imaginary friends and my delusional stardom. You know, it just is what it is. But anyway, thanks to the studio audience at the Creepy Basement Show, I think they're starting to thin out.
Yeah.
What is that?
I hope you understand.
What the fuck's going on?
Imagination, what I look like.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's all illusion, dude.
And you must listen.
You must listen. It's all an illusion. This is my delusion. Welcome to my delusions. Happy day to you. She's talking to you already. Oh, fuck, dude. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Zen Weed. All your recreational marijuana needs right down the street. Right, Ernie?
Yep.
Right, Sid? Oh my god. I think I coughed my testicles further down my leg. And I think my butt rosebudded. Have you ever seen it?
Dude, fourth wall. Get behind your fucking curtain.
Just a reminder, this episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Dick Duncan Institute of Mental Health. Remember, if your life sucks, you can end it all in one shot or get my book, 101 Ways to Die Today by Dr. Dick, or call 1-800-DIE-FAST. Right, Ernie?
Oh, yeah.
If you want to take your life, you probably should, because that means that you've given up hope, and just do it, because whatever, your kids ain't going to care. You're not even there for them anyway. If your kids live with grandma and you're a complete drunken bitch and you don't even see your kids, you might as well just fucking do it, right? Anyway. What do you think's next here on the show, Ernie?
I have no clue.
What do you think we've already done? Should we go back and listen again?
No,
I'm not even going to listen to it at the end, I don't think. I'm just going to fucking send it out. The show gives me a headache. If you're a fan of the Creepy Basement Show and it gives you a headache, I'd apologize, but I don't give a fuck. So, we got things to talk about. What do you want to talk about?
I have no clue.
Do you have a topic?
No.
A topic?
No.
A topic?
Let me introduce myself.
So Ernie, like I said, I'm trying to make the show. Oh my god, these dirty dick dancers never fucking shut up. You would not believe how tired you get of hearing young 20-year-old girls with their shaved little pussies just come all over this house. I get so sick of hearing it, dude. It's the middle of the night, I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, I'm trying to sleep. I can only get like 4 nuts out a day. After that, I'm done. I don't want to hear little girls coming anymore. You know what I mean? Whatever. So, back to the more content. Better for you version of the Creepy Basement Show, episode 281, with music by Local H and the featured song of the week by the Foo Fighters at the very end of the show. With me, Rich Duncan, and my very special co-host, Ernie Hill. And an array of co-hosts that are here and not here. The only people ever here are these dirty dick fucking dancers, dude. Dude. Never fucking shut up. Alright, so real life. Dude. Real life is cool as fuck for me. I have a stable of dirty dick dancers that never fucking shut up. But anyway. Oh, how's the best way to explain some of these stories as fast as possible? Alright, so there's a girl who likes me at the liquor store. She's liked me for like 2 months. I finally said, okay, I'll like you back. And then she came over here one day at like 11 o'clock in the morning, drunk as fuck. Drank a whole little half pint of Tito's. Took a bunch of Norcos. Threw up in my bathroom and then asked me if I wanted to make out with her. And I was like, bitch, you fucking threw up. You smell like barf. No, I don't want to make out with you. And then she wanted me to take her to the gas station. So I took her to the gas station. She drank another half pint of Tito's. Took some more Norcos and wanted to go lay down in my bed because she wanted a nap. Get this, it was all 3 hours before I had to go to work for the day for 10 hours. So we lay down in my bed and then she's like, do you want to taste my pussy? And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, do you want to taste my pussy? And I'm like, not like really and stuff. Like, no, you smell like puke and shit. Dude, I have 15 dirty dick dancers. I've never had one of them come up to me and smell like puke. Unless they choked on my cock. You know what I mean? Because sometimes, yeah, you get throw up on your balls. What are you going to do? You can't, you know. But, dude, I was like, I didn't even get a hard on. So she's like, yeah, the sex with you is, like, bad. I'm like, you're not even sober enough to fucking remember if we had sex or not. So then I go and I hang out with her at a hotel. And then I go back the next night and hang out with her again, and it's a catastrophe. She's a fucking drunken train wreck. And then she's supposed to be trying to get sober and staying with her cousin, but she can't stay sober, so her cousin kicked her out. So now she thinks she's going to come stay here with me. So every time I work at the liquor store, she shows up, mooches off of me to buy her booze, and then sleeps in the parking lot for like 4 to 5 hours, and then begs me to come over here and stay at my house. Mm. 3 times now I've been like, bitch, you're not coming to my house. If you show up at my house and bang on the door, which she's done, because my friend Kimmy came over here and stayed for like 2 days,
yeah.
And Jenny showed up, oops, the crazy girl showed up and banged on my door like 4 times, and I told her, I'm like, just ignore it, like, pretend like she's not there. So she leaves like empty fucking Jägermeister bottles, Tito's bottles, and pictures of herself with her mom and her grandma and her daughter. Like, it's outside my porch, I can show you. Like, fucking creepy, fucking crazy bitch shit. Then, my neighbor upstairs calls me at work at the liquor store one of the nights just she was sleeping in the parking lot and said, there was some girl outside today trying to get into your apartment. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, she was trying to get in your house. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I noticed that, like, both of my front windows, the screens have been pushed in. Like, someone pushed the screen in to see if the window was unlocked. They didn't get it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I finally told this bitch, you can never be a dirty dick dancer until you brush your teeth. And you get at least sober enough to remember when you get dick this fucking good. Because you could ask everybody to have sex with. They like it. And this bitch was just too fucked up for me to have sex with, dude. Like, I couldn't do it. Like, you know me. I have no conscience. I have no fucking sense of right or wrong. Thank you, Alfred. But I couldn't do it. I was like, she's not even going to fucking remember it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I have that crazy bitch. And then me and Kimmy are cool. She came over, like I said, and stayed here. She got me stuff to eat and stuff. It was cool. Kenny's a fucking basket case because in other real life news, Sid went to work after she got fired from Taco Bell. As everybody who's a fan of the Creepy Basement Show knows my work trouble with all that bullshit. These dirty dick dancers never fucking shut up. Anyway, more work problems. Dude, I have more white guy problems than 4 white guys. I'm just glad I don't have no black problems. Because I don't think it's fair, dude. I've been watching documentaries about, like, Rodney King and stuff. Whatever. In real life, though, I decided that I was going to quit Taco Bell and get a new job. Because they've been cutting my hours and shit. And my checks from Taco Bell for 2 weeks were, like, barely $200.
Yep.
Granted, that's taking money out for Mary and Lexi, my daughter, and shit. But even at that, that's still only like $300 for 2 weeks. So I'm making $150 there. And I'm just like, you know, I need more hours. And they just keep going, you know, whatever's working. You know, this is this and this is this. And I'm like, no, I need more hours. Like, I support my fucking self. You know what I mean? Like, I need my hours. And they just kept fucking around. So Sid, when she got fired from Taco Bell, went and started working at Salerno's, which I worked at 17 years ago. When Kyle was born, remember?
Yeah.
Because we've been friends that long, which fucking says a lot of pathetic and sad shit about us. But anyway. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to quit Taco Bell. So on Saturday, I went to talk to Joey at Salerno's. And he's like, yeah, I'll hire you. You can start tomorrow. So I went to Taco Bell and I said, hey, tonight's my last night. When I leave, I'm leaving my key. I ain't fucking coming back. And the bitch is like, oh, okay, but if you want to come back, you can. Like, I'm not going to consider you quitting and not giving us 2 weeks. Because they love me, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just got fucked by the corporate part, you know?
Yeah.
So she's like, you know what, that's cool, whatever, but can you stay your 8-hour shift today because I need you? And she thanked me like, you thank the Dirty Dick Dancers. And I was like, okay. And so I worked my shift and I got my hour and I left my key and I quit. So Sunday I go and I work at Salerno's. Sid trains me. Everything's great there. It's all good. Monday, I go to work my 10-hour shift at Lundin's, which reminds me, Lundin's and Salerno's, two fine family-owned establishments here in downtown St. Charles. Please visit and contribute to local small businesses. And tip me. Or give me the whole thing. I don't give a fuck. What was I saying?
Talking about work.
Oh, yeah, so Sid said, you know, I'm working at Salerno, so I was like, I work there. So I talked to Joey, and Joey's like, yeah, you can start tomorrow. So I go to Taco Bell, I tell him I'm not coming back. I go to work at Salerno's on Sunday. Monday, I go to work at the liquor store. Monday night, the bitch from Batavia, Taco Bell, calls me and asks me to open the store Monday morning. or Tuesday morning. I'm like, bitch, I just quit on Saturday, and you're asking me to do you a favor on Monday night. But anyway, so that's my good news, is that, fuck yeah, I started working at Salerno's, dude. I've made more money in the last 3 days that I worked at Salerno's than I would make in 2 weeks at fucking Taco Bell.
No, no.
It feels nice, dude. I'm going to get myself out of debt, get myself caught up to Dave, and it's good. In other real life news, some people are ass hurt. You know, when some people like buy your friendship and then they don't have anything left to pay you with because you don't need it anymore.
Yep.
Oh my god, they get hurt. Ernie, that was real life here on the Creepy Basement Show. Oh wait, work's great. Kids are good. Yeah, things are good. Looking up by maybe May, I'll be caught up in square and shit. So I'm pretty happy. How are things with you in real life?
Not bad. I'm working out back in Elburn, helping my buddy out.
Right.
Build his restaurant. He's expanded it. He wants to get some video gambling machines.
Would you like to try that?
Yeah.
I got what you said. Do you have a trivia question for this episode? Episode 281 of the Creepy Basement Show, starring the beautiful, sexy Rich Duncan, and his co-host, Ernie Hill, and the Dirty Dick Dancers.
No, I don't.
And Sid? Alright, so, here's the trivia question for the episode. Where is our favorite place to buy all our recreational marijuana funness? People should be able to answer that, right?
They should.
I would think so. I've only mentioned it like fucking 25 times this episode. Anyway, this episode of the Creepy Basement Show is also brought to you by the Dirty Dick Dancers. Remember, for St. Patrick's Day, she might only come up to your waist, but that red hair is going to look really good draped all over your fucking balls. Fuck a leprechaun for St. Patrick's Day. Oh, wait. Why am I talking about St. Patrick's Day? That's past my birthday, and we got to do my birthday show. My birthday's next week. And now, like today, I went to work. I was there 3 hours and made like $120, so like, next Tuesday on my birthday, I have to work till 11 o'clock, but I'd like to do the show after that, and I can set it up beforehand, so my birthday show. I have to put the Beatles song in, today's your birthday, because this is going to be my birthday. I'm old, dude. I'm 52 fucking years old. That's why I have to have. That's why I have to have my own Dirty Dick Dancers.
I'm literally right behind you.
If I didn't pay people to fuck me, I'd be beaten off into my Salerno shirt. Salerno's a fine Italian-American restaurant located on Route 31, downtown St. Charles, established 1975. Good food, good prices, good service. Come in, see me, tip me, give me the whole thing. I don't give a fuck. Or visit Lundin Liquors, two locations in St. Charles. Or visit Dirty Dick's Den of Whores and Prostitutes. All right, so... yeah, on this date in history.
Okay, also in downtown St. Charles.
Right? The Creepy Basement. That's where we are. Today is March. I don't know when I'll finish it. So, if you want to know what happened on today's history, look what day it is on your phone and Google that shit. News. We're all fucked. My life's good. Your life's good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck everybody else. Thank God we're white. The Creepy Basement Show would like to apologize for the opinions of the staff of the Creepy Basement Show, the host and co-host of the Creepy Basement Show, all those loud-ass Dirty Dick Dancers, and our sponsors. Yeah, let's apologize. Let's just apologize for everything, Ernie. Say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too. Please don't cancel us. Don't meet to us unless you're like... you know, sharing us in a photo or like that kind of Me Too, you know what I mean? But don't like Me Too us like Ernie touched Me Too or Rich touched Me Too, you know? Cause anyway, entertainment. I've been watching a lot of cool shit. There's a show called Unsolved about the murder of Biggie. And then there's a documentary about Biggie called I Got a Story to Tell. I watched a really good fucking show called Behind Her Eyes. Oh my god, it's fucking amazing, and the twists and turns in it are so fucking good. I also, oh, that's a five boner. right there. Remember how I used to rate shit?
Yep.
That's a five boner. Behind Her Eyes on Netflix is a five boner. Fucking, oh, so stiff and hard. You can see it pulsing in a vein, just bursting out of that motherfucker. Yeah, Behind Her Eyes, five boners here on a Creep Basement Show. And I also watched I Care A Lot. Oh, yeah. It's another mind fucked. It's good. It is really good. So it's another, you know what? Yeah, it's a five boner boner, too. It's a five. Wow. It's all 5 inches are hard. That's all I'm going to say without disclaiming or dis. The Dirty Dick Dancers like it, but I pay them. All right, if you like the Creepy Basement Show, please tell a friend. Thank you for listening. This has been episode 281. Starting me, Rich Duncan, with my co-host, Ernie Hill, with music by Local H. This song that I'm talking over right now, because I thought we'd be done by now. It's by the Foo Fighters. It's a featured song on the show, so whatever. Thank you to all the sponsors. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Dirty Dick Dancers. Thank you, Ernie Hill.
Yep.
Oh, thank you, Sid, for being here. Yeah. Oh, he's so full of wisdom and insight, that one. It's hard to get good help. We'll see you next time. My next episode will be my birthday. So if you want to send me a flashlight, like I said, you can send it to 303 South 3rd Street, Apartment 1, St. Charles, Illinois. Carol Rich Duncan. That's how happy my birthday is going to be right there. That was my balls tingling and my penis saying, hey, it's my birthday. So we're going to have a fun time. Anyway, so if you want to send me a flashlight, you can send it to Rich Duncan, 303 South 3rd Street, St. Charles, Illinois, 60174. If you'd like to contact
Apartment
the show.
Apartment 1. I forgot that part.
I've said it like 8 times.
Oh, well, just make sure.
All right. You can contact the show by emailing thecreepycrew@hotmail.com, thecreepybasementshow@outlook.com. You can call, voicemail, or text 160-943-5119. Thank you for listening. I'm Rich Duncan. Say goodnight, Ernie.
Good night.
Oh, my God. My throat sounds funny. Yeah. I don't think that's funny, either.
I know it's not.
Thanks for listening. See you next time. Woo! Ow, bitches.